Pancreatic cancer kills 22 people a day in the UK. That's a scary stat, isn't it? But it's one of the hardest to diagnose, and doctors admit they still know very little about it. It was the form of cancer which claimed Patrick Swayze's life back in 2009, you'll recall. And at the moment, the disease is being highlighted in Coronation Street with character Hayley Cropper battling pancreatic cancer. We heard from Sandra Francis from Evesham earlier. She lost her husband to the disease last December. Ali Stuntz was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2007 and is one of the very rare survivors of the disease. She's also one of the people responsible for setting up Pancreatic Cancer Action. Thank you for coming on to talk to us, Ali.
My pleasure.
Tell us your story, because as we were saying, when you hear that news, the news is not good.
Oh, it's absolutely devastating. And I think anyone who's had a diagnosis for cancer thinks that's devastating enough, especially at the age of 41, which is how old I was when I was diagnosed 6 years ago. But when you find out it's pancreatic cancer, especially when you've never heard of it before, and then you go and look into it, and it's a huge, huge shock. And I'm one of the very few people diagnosed in time to have a surgical procedure to remove the tumour. And that's the predominant reason why I'm still here today.
What makes it so difficult to diagnose and pinpoint?
Well, I think in the early stages, some of the symptoms can be fairly vague, and they're definitely unrecognised by both patients and by doctors. Have been something perhaps serious and certainly not really connected with pancreatic cancer. We did a survey on the Pancreatic Cancer Action website of 184 patients and carers, and we found that 50% of those said that their GP dismissed their symptoms initially. But 60% of patients also dismiss their own symptoms initially. So we need to get the messages out about the symptoms of the disease. So it is unrecognised in the early stages. And a lot of patients do go backwards and forwards to their GP with varying symptoms. And quite often, by the time they get diagnosed, it's too late. It's already spread to other parts of the body where nothing can be done with curative intent.
Was it? I mean, obviously, it's desperate you get this, but was it just good luck that you got discovered early?
Well, I think it was persistency on my part, and I'm so pleased I did keep going back to my GP. I was convinced that there was something not right, and I think people need to listen to their own bodies. I just didn't think that the irritable bowel syndrome diagnosis initially, or the indigestion type diagnosis that I got, was actually right. It was too serious for that. I ended up, like half of all patients, taking myself to A&E. Because I really wasn't getting anything out of the GPs in terms of finding out what this thing was that was causing me so much pain, and because I was so persistently going back to the GP and took myself to A&E, I was diagnosed in time. I was also fortunate that I could afford to have private medical insurance, because I was told I would have to wait 4 to 6 weeks for an ultrasound scan initially. Had I waited that time and not gone privately, we don't know whether I would still be here today talking to you.
Ali, that's a powerful story. We're glad you're in good health, and good luck raising the awareness.
Thank you very much indeed.